Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Glenn Davis, and I remember once a guy named Jimmy, a good friend of mine, made a statement that just stunned me. It shot straight into my heart like a shotgun. He said, "We as a generation have a tendency to substitute praise for prayer. We have a tendency to substitute praise for prayer. We like praise. Praise music is exciting. Worship is fun. It's experiential. It gives us goosebumps. Whereas prayer tends to be boring and take work." And so in this podcast series, we're looking at the prayers of the apostles, and we're challenging you to sacrifice a song. To take a song in your iPod, and instead of listening to it, to take the time that it would play and devote that to prayer in the middle of your day, to have a God encounter. This week, we're looking at 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 11 and 12. Paul says, "We constantly pray for you, that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." This prayer is a great example for us because it shows us how to pray blessings over people. We can pray that someone would be blessed simply by praying that God would count them worthy of his calling, for everyone has a calling in Christ, and that by God's power he would fulfill every good purpose that they have and every act that is prompted by their faith. We don't pray that God would bless people in everything that they do, but that he would bless them in the areas that matter, that they would prosper when they seek to do good. I love praying stuff like that for people. You can pray it for anyone, for your rival, for your best friend. You can pray that God will fulfill every good purpose of theirs and every act prompted by their faith. And then Paul moves on and shows us that when we do that, something great happens. He says, "We pray so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." When we pray a prayer of blessing over people, God is glorified in their life, and they are glorified in God. And they experience the grace of God in a powerful and tangible way. So I challenge you today, pray blessings over people. There are many minutes left in this song. I just challenge you to take the rest of this time and begin to pray that God would fulfill every good purpose of several people that you know. For podcast, this is Glenn Davis from Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship. Check us out on the web at xastanford.org.